Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Streaming of Gillette College meetings set to begin in January. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette Community College District Board meetings will soon be aired on YouTube as a way to reach more residents and keep the community up to date on what's going on within the school at no additional cost to the district, according to the Gillette News Record. The effort came as a way to reach more locals who can't make the meetings that begin at 11:30 a.m. on the third Wednesday of each month. Maggie Longo, College District Director of Marketing and Strategic Communications, said ultimately the recommendation was made to stay in-house. The recordings will stream live through the College Board's YouTube channel called GCCD Board of Trustees. Longo said, it'll all be done internally through our Zoom room, so there's no cost since it's already a Zoom room. Ellie Henning, Executive Assistant to the President, said a link to the YouTube page will be slotted on gillettecollege.org on the Board of Trustees page, which is found under the About tab. There, people can click the link and go to the YouTube channel where archives of recordings will be stored. Henning said the meeting recordings may also be sent to GPA TV to put on its government channel, but those details are still being worked out. Locals can expect the first live stream meeting on YouTube on January 17th at 11:30 a.m. AIS Watercraft Check Station set new records in 2023 for high-risk inspections, decontaminations, and mussel boats. Wyoming once again faced an increased risk from aquatic invasive species in 2023, but remains free of invasive mussels. According to the press release from the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, over the inspection season, staff at Watercraft Check Stations inspected more than 73,000 boats across the state to protect the state's waters from invasive aquatic plants and animals. Game and Fish personnel decontaminated 1,154 watercraft, and 64 of those contained mussels, both the highest since the AIS program was established in 2010 by the Wyoming State Legislature. Josh Leonard, Game and Fish AIS coordinator, said, "This year we saw another increase in high-risk watercraft moving through Wyoming's check station, but that means we're intercepting the problematic watercraft before they enter Wyoming waters." Game and Fish monitors for mussels and other invasives by sampling 20 waters twice per year and an additional 50 waters once per year. One new AIS population was discovered in 2023. New Zealand mud snails were found by a member of the public in Alsop Lake in the Laramie region. This is the first time mud snails have been detected in the region. Additional populations exist in other areas of the state. As more states and waters turn up positive for AIS, particularly mussels, the threat to Wyoming continues to grow. The number of high-risk inspections, which are required when a watercraft is suspected of harboring AIS, hit an all-time high in 2023, with 7,415 watercraft classified as high risk. The increase in high-risk inspections, necessary decontaminations, and mussel boats could have been influenced by a variety of factors, but the most significant is the increase in mussel detections in states surrounding Wyoming. South Dakota, Nebraska, Colorado, Utah, and Idaho all have at least one watercraft containing zebra or quagga mussels. Leonard said, so far, Wyoming has been able to withstand the increased threat of invasive mussels, remaining adaptive and utilizing our resources strategically where the threat is highest will help stave off the problem. But more than anything, we need each member of the public to do their part. A coordinated effort is how we'll protect Wyoming waters. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.